B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
All right, we want to help you. So tell us what your situation is.
Well, so the deal is, so I went on a date with this guy named Anthony. And, I mean, I thought it went really well. But toward the end, he started getting, like, really weird with me. Like, just giving me, like, one-word answers and being, like, not cold, just distant, you know? So, I kind of wanted to know, like, I want to figure out what's up with that. And I thought maybe you guys could give him a call for me because I'm, like, you know,
okay, well, think
afraid to do it myself.
think about what happened.
Oh.
Hello. Hello. All right, and let's try and call her back.
Hello?
Emma.
Oh, hey, yeah, sorry.
What just happened?
No, I've just been having issues with my phone bill. Like, I've been trying... It's so stupid. I haven't paid it in, like, 5 months because, like, who needs to do that anyway? And
yeah.
It keeps, like, doing, like, this wonky shut-off thing. I'm sorry.
Who needs to pay their bill anyway?
Yeah, okay. Well, now we know why you got disconnected. So, okay, I was literally about to ask you if you think you did anything that might have turned him off. And, you know, and what a coincidence that that's when your phone disconnected. So, what's the answer?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we had a decent meal, right? Like... It was a decent restaurant, but, like, the service was vibey. Like, everyone was just kind of vibey. And I kind of just convinced them to, like, leave with me and not pay the bill. Because it just wasn't,
what?
Like...
Okay.
Okay.
It wasn't worth it. It was bad vibes. Like, it was just so stupid. You guys would have done it, too.
Okay. Hey, she's being honest.
Okay.
She's being honest. All right, we're going to call her next. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, real quick, we just spoke to Emma. She wants to get in touch with Anthony, who... I just want to make sure I'm saying this right, Emma, before we call him. You convinced him to skip out on a bill at a restaurant.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know...
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
you would have done it too, Ramiro.
She said, you know, the place sucked. Okay, well, hey, you know, I'm just making sure.
You would have if you saw this place.
Just making sure. See, that would make me like you more. You're like, oh, you're saving me money. But, you know, maybe that turned him off. We'll see. Stay quiet. We're going to call him right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Anthony?
Yeah, who's this?
Anthony, I'm sorry for disturbing you. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and I can explain to you why we're calling. It's nothing bad. We got your phone number from a girl who knows you and likes you and would love to see if you guys can have some sort of connection. So we're willing to pay for a date that you choose. So you... Are you following along so far? You pick a place that you'd like to go on a date with this girl who I'm going to tell you what her name is, and we'll pay for it. We'll reserve it. You go on a date with this girl and just see if you guys hit it off. That's it.
All right. I mean, I've only been out with one girl in the past couple months, and I don't know if I want to see her again.
Well.
All right. This is starting off great.
What's that girl's name? Is that girl's name Emma by any chance?
Yeah, that was Emma for sure.
Yeah. So Emma's the one that called us about you. And she, can you explain? Okay, was it because she asked you to skip out on a bill?
Oh, man, there was a lot leading up to that, let me tell you. So my car was in the shop, so I'd have Emma pick me up.
Yeah.
And first of all, her car wasn't the best I've ever seen. We'll start there. And we had to stop for gas because she was on empty right when she picked me up. And she's pumping the gas. And the gas attendant comes out, and she just speeds off. Gets back in the car, speeds off. She's laughing her ass off in the car. I'm like, what
Stop.
The hell is this girl doing to start with? We hardly knew each other to begin with, so we're on a bad start now, right away. So then the dinner thing happened where she just walked out of the building right away, right as the check came. She gets up. I thought she was going to the bathroom, and she disappeared outside for over 15 minutes, but that wasn't even the main issue. I'm trying to get to know her better. I'm asking her about her family, you know, and she starts rattling off all these family members that are in prison. Her dad is in jail. Her mom just got out.
No.
Her brother's still in there. I wonder if they're in the same one. You know, are they sharing a cell? I don't know what's going on with this family, but I don't know if it's genetic with this girl. She's starting to definitely go down the same road as wherever this all came from, and I just can't be around that.
So you're discriminating against her because her family happens to be all in jail?
I mean, she also did a couple of illegal things. I mean, let's be honest.
Illegal slash fun. It depends on your point of view.
I mean, if this is the first date, who knows what the second one will be like? Are we going to be on a drug run together? Is she going to want me to go?
Hold on. Can I just say something here?
Okay, hold on. Anthony, Emma, I'm sorry. Emma was on the phone and she heard everything you just said.
God.
Can I just say something here? Like, who do you think you are? What are you even saying about my family and about me? You don't know me. You don't know what my family is.
Obviously, you don't give a shit if you go to jail. Cause that's all you've ever known. Everyone that you've ever known is in prison or has been. And, you know, I don't want to have to be doing conjugal visits to go see you. That's what it's going to turn into.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go to jail. That's not a big deal, okay?
Well, one day it's going to catch up with you, and you absolutely are. And I'm not going to be there with you to see you go down this road. You're f***ing your life up, and I'm not going to let you f*** up mine.
All right, look, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not like I killed someone like my cousin did. It's just little stuff.
Okay,
you know?
Then.
It's just little stuff.
She makes a valid point. You're not murdering anybody yet, Anthony.
Yeah, but when she dies, who knows? It might be me who gets murdered.
Anthony?
Do we even need to ask?
Yeah, we need to ask. That's our job. Emma would love to go out and we'll pay for the day so you don't have to worry about anything illegal happening. Would you like to, you know, meet up with her once again?
That's a hard no from me. Sorry about that, but it's a hard no.
Yeah, I mean, all right, whatever. It's just a little bitch anyway, so who cares?
Okay. Good luck with your life.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
All right, it's okay to love your pet. Just don't love him too much, especially when you are around your date. Otherwise, it could get you talking to us for a Second Date Update on the 10th. Check out a new one tomorrow, 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.